This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
907, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, the Cards are back in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, they
backed into it.
They put her in reverse and backed right into it.
Sometimes that's the best scenario.
Hey, well, you know, last year they clinched it on the last day and went on to be world champion, so
I don't want to go
who
through
knows?
Another last day like last year. That was that was incredible.
Who knows?
We have quite a few good we're at standing room only.
Yes.
On this week's show. Suzanne Krupica from Blackburn College, Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College, Tanya Flannery from the city of Litchfield, and Erica Kennett from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation are our guests. The conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest once again, Erica Kennett from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, Tanya Flannery from the city of Litchfield, Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College, and Suzanne Krupica from Blackburn College are our guests. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
And Erica, let's start with you here. We are here to talk about a number of things here, but first, a major job fair that will be coming up at Blackburn College. Tell us a little bit about the job fair.
We are very excited. We have created a very widespread partnership between Macoupin County, between Montgomery County, Blackburn College, Lincoln Land College, Illinois Department of Employment Security. We have brought in everybody to really bring in some great businesses to come in, show off the job sets that they the spots that they have to fill, and we're trying to bring in all the people that are looking for work to do a one-stop shop of going around and meeting with a lot of the area employers, and it's going to be held at Blackburn.
And of course, this is a good, Leslie, we've talked about this in the past, a good combination where the two colleges are working together to make something major happen.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. Blackburn College and Lincoln Land Community College were approached from the Illinois Department of Employment Security because they saw a lack of career opportunities for people to meet and greet with local employers and also regional and national employers. So Suzanne and I have been working hard along with everybody else to find employers who have job openings right now, and we're also getting the word out to prospective employees to whether they're looking for a seasonal job, a part-time job, or a full-time job. There's going to be opportunities for everyone.
And Erica, tell us a little bit about the participants so far signed up for the job fair.
Well, they have been working hard, and we've got Suzanne, did you want to go through your list of, because I know you've been working very hard in securing all of these companies.
Well, I'm very excited about the companies that will be attending the fair. We've got local companies, we've got international companies, we've got companies that are looking to secure positions all across the country. We've got employers that are looking for employees to fill their spots regionally. We've got companies like Amazon coming. They're going to be looking for positions all across the country. Archers Daniels Midland is an international company. Carmack is right here in Carlinville, but they're going to be looking for people to fill positions not only here in Carlinville, but in Springfield, Missouri as well. Frontier Communications is also looking to fill positions all across the country.
Looking from the other side of this job fair, myself as an individual, I'm seeking employment. When I come to your fair, what do I need to bring with me as far information to feed into the job fair to make it look, you know, make me look a little bit better as to what I'm capable of doing and not doing?
Well, you need to bring a resume with you, and we will be having a resume workshop and a career fair preparation workshop at Blackburn College a week before the fair, and that's open to everybody, not just Blackburn students, but Lincoln Land, and it's open to the community as well. You'll need to dress professionally, and you'll need to be prepared to answer a couple of questions. You'll need to be prepared to answer the question, tell me about yourself, and you'll need to be prepared to answer the question, why should I hire you? And we'll go over that in the workshop prior to the fair.
When you say dress professionally, obviously blue jeans is out of the question. Pair of khakis, button-down shirt, maybe not necessarily a tie that matches the shirt and everything like that?
Right. It somewhat depends on who you're going to be talking to. Needless to say, if you're going in for a management position, if you're a business student and you're looking for that type of position, obviously you're going to want to dress professionally, which means a suit. If you're going to Sloan Implement and you're looking to be a mechanic, maybe you don't have to wear a suit, but just look nice and look professional.
You mean if I went to this, I couldn't wear my bib overalls and my rubber boots?
Sorry, Uncle Ralph.
Wouldn't work, huh?
I think with your personality and your charisma, I think you'd get the job anyway.
Go on.
Yeah.
Go on. You dug this one.
Yeah.
Go on.
I shot the first shot, and she returned fire.
But this is, I mean, and everyone knows the unemployment rate is up in the country and that. This is a good way to say, hey, there are opportunities available. But again, the key is you got to get people off their butts to come to this. Jobs aren't going to find them. They have to find the jobs.
Well, the U.S. Department of Labor estimates that 70% of jobs are never advertised. So this is a good way for people to tap into that hidden job market.
And I would say this would be a good way to network, mm-hmm. too. I mean,
absolutely.
Even if you're not necessarily looking, but you get your name out, maybe that could lead to something down the road.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm sure you've heard the old adage that, if I'm going to get decent employment, I'm going to have to get out of this area, blah, 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 and go to the city and all that stuff. Well, we have employment here. If you really want to do your homework and get with it and attend these job fairs and stuff, you'll be amazed to find out what is available.
I've always thought this area is kind of unique, and Tanya, you can attest to this. We're less than an hour away from Springfield. We're about an hour, less than an hour away from St. Louis. We're less than an hour away from, or about an hour away from Decatur. I mean, there's opportunities, and this is kind of like that middle of the road. If you don't like the hustle and bustle of the Metro East area or the Springfield area or the Decatur area, this is a nice way that you can get away and still have your own private life, but still have a good job and make it a reasonable income. And there's nothing wrong if you live in Litchfield or Hillsborough or Raymond and you work in Springfield or in the St. Louis area. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, we're right in the center of it all.
Right. And I think there's a misconception that with our double-digit unemployment rate that there aren't jobs available. And that's not correct. Our employers are seeking new applicants, and this is an opportunity for them to be able to be exposed to the jobs that are actually out there. We have engineering positions available in our industries. There are mechanic positions available. There are computer technology jobs available. I think that individuals don't understand that the industries and these businesses that we're talking about have such positions that they're actually seeking. They think that the industries are just on the line positions, and there are many that are career and management type jobs. And we talk every day with the businesses, and they're having a difficult time finding employees.
And there may be a case in point where me, as the individual looking for work, may have to shift gears, so to speak. The job that I would really like to do maybe not be available, but something else that with a little effort and time I could fit into, I may have to go in another direction to seek a good long-term position.
seems like people are constantly trying to reinvent themselves because, you know, as industry changes, as skill sets changes, as there are new demands for these employers have new demands for skills that we don't even – we may not be training for or we may not have available. They're willing to train, but they need to get people who are going to come in, who are going to come in the next day and the day after that. They are going to you know, be a stable workforce. We, as part of the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, we do a business retention program. And we meet with about 20 to 25 companies throughout the county each year. And we just got our fourth quarter report in. And these meetings are very good because it gives us the opportunity to sit down with the employers and understand, A, why are they here? Why do they continue to be here? If they are going to grow their business, are they are they considering staying where they are, just expanding their business right there, or are they picking up and moving? These businesses want to be here. They are excited to be here. But some of the they are 80% of the businesses that we meet with are experiencing recruiting problems. And they are either limited to the community. We ask them if they're community or industry related. And it's a mixed response. Is it are we having a hard time finding a stable workforce? But if we're also having – we also require things of employees that they may not be interested in. They may be driving overnight for, you know, or being gone traveling for 3 or 4 days at a time. And that doesn't fit in with a lot of people's their home life. And that's a very hard transition. But there are a lot of these places have jobs that are available. You know, we talked to 80% of these companies are saying that they're going to have new products in the next 2 years. So there is growing. 60% of the companies that we met with are growing. And so there is going to be, I think, a good opportunity here for us to get these people back to work. But we just need to make sure we can bring everyone together. And this is a great opportunity for that.
And Erica, I mean, we've talked about this in the past. There has been some success stories here on the home front that started their business here and it's expanded and grown and into success. I'll give you a couple. Chandler Brothers has expanded. Eisentrout's and even the West Side Cinema, they've all expanded. RP Lumber is another great example. I mean, there are scenarios where it took a begging and pleading from the bank to get it going, but once they got it going and once they got that snowball to go, they ended up being successful.
Absolutely. There are some businesses that we go meet with that are second and third generation, and that's very refreshing because they are rooted here, and they want to be here, and they want to continue giving back to the community. We have a revolving loan fund that we manage for the county. I had a company call me this week from Hillsboro. They've been working with looking at creating a second location in Litchfield, and Tanya and I worked with them and we're pairing them up with our revolving loan fund. That's exciting. They've seen success in Hillsboro. They want to keep the success there, but they want to spread opportunities for employment and for their opportunities in Litchfield. And one of the things I told them was that we have a job requirement for this revolving loan fund. And they said, that's what we're about. We're about creating jobs. And that's great.
And of course, have you met with the high schools here and said, hey, this is the economic situation, job market that we're establishing here, and establishing maybe courses that if it's a mechanic or if it's computer, that at least when they graduate Litchfield or Hillsboro or Panhandle or wherever, they're ready to go.
Right. We make sure that our partners in economic development are from all areas of the community. The superintendent of schools actually sits on the Litchfield Economic Development Board. We understand that having those educational partners is important in any workforce efforts that we do. They are, you know, key in preparing our students for the workforce. We, you know, as far as opportunities, connecting both the we have to hear from both sides. We have to hear from the industries what it is that they're needing for their employees, what skill sets, you know, where is the gap. And then we have to be able to communicate that to the educational partners. And that's not only the high school, but also the community college in Blackburn. This career fair is an opportunity for these businesses to come together and to have some discussion as well while they're participating to say, I'm not able to find mechanics. Oh, well, I'm, and a second business may say, yeah, we're having difficulty finding mechanics. And that's an opportunity for them then mm-hmm. to build a case to Lincoln Land or another educational entity to say, we need coursework in welding. We need a program so that mm-hmm. we can provide training either for current employees or future employees on a specific job set. So it's a great opportunity not only for the public to meet employers, but for also for employers to have some discussions about what it is their needs are and how they can work together and partner with a local entity to be able to provide job training for their staff.
In case we haven't made a mention of this, this job fair will be held when?
Thursday, October 25th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Blackburn College in the gymnasium.
In
Dawes Gyms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but there's plenty of opportunity for an individual looking for a job to come out on the 25th and make sure that and see what's there.
Yes, and there's still space available for employers. We're encouraging them to participate. We provide complimentary booth space, and we're just hoping to get as many employers in our region active in this activity.
And this is free and open to the public, or is there a kind of like a small admission charge?
Everything's free.
Everything's free.
We do ask that the businesses contact us beforehand so that they can be registered and we can facilitate their attendance. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we would love for any job seeker is welcome to come.
And then they can do that by calling you, Suzanne, at Blackburn?
Yes, they can. They can also contact me through the Blackburn homepage, which is www.blackburn.edu, and we can get them set up and registered for the fair. Another aspect of the employers that I'm really excited about is that most of them are looking for multiple skill sets and multiple educational backgrounds. So there isn't any one employer that's just locked into one major, one type of skill set.
Okay.
And I don't think that just because it's being held at Blackburn, these jobs require a bachelor's degree.
Right.
That's not very, like you said, various levels of education.
And I think that's a misnomer sometimes when people go to looking for work. They'll say, the first thing they say is, I'm not qualified. I don't have the college degree or blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. There's a lot of construction jobs out there where people work with their hands, carpenters, plumbers, electricians. There's a lot of jobs like that, and a lot of these employees will be willing to sit down with the right person and offer him on-the-job training.
That's exactly right.
To become an electrician, to become a plumber, or whatever. So there's a lot to be said for this group of people. Not everybody can sit at a desk and punch the buttons on a computer. Mm-hmm. There has to be people to build and construct, and this kind of thing also. And so if you're one of those kind of people and you're looking for work, go and talk to these people.
Right. And that
make yourself available.
And that brings up a good point, because there's a lot of time if an employer gives an individual a chance, they can mold that person into where they want them to be. It's not like he's coming from one company to another and he's got their habits and you got to reprogram everything. It's already done.
And case in point, look at Tobin and I. You want to work in radio business? All they got to do is come and look at us and say, yeah, they can do it, I can do it. You know.
I think the employers, if an individual is willing to work and is willing to learn the process and is committed to the company, the employers are willing to work with them and train them. Again, most of the processes at individual industries are going to vary anyway, and they're going to have to train you on their program or their equipment. But if you're willing to commit and show up every day and give everything you have while you're there, I think that the employer would be happy to have that employee.
There's a key ingredient you just mentioned: show up for work after you're hired.
Yes.
Don't call in and say, I got a headache today or blah, blah, blah. Show up for work. Be punctual and do your job.
Yep. And, of course, you know, we may mention this earlier. When you go to the job fair, make sure you're dressed appropriately. bibs and overalls, probably not.
Yeah,
really.
And rubber boots, pajamas. You know.
Or pajamas.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It doesn't have to be the best.
Right.
It doesn't have, but just presentable and making it.
Yeah.
And it transfers to the person, and you get more confidence, and you will appear more confident when you talk to these recruiters.
Unemployment in Montgomery mm-hmm. County. Let's talk a little bit about this. Are we showing improvement, or are we kind of toeing the line?
It's getting better. I mean, it's been fluctuating. It is lower. This is not the highest it's been in the last 10 years. So we have come down. Right now, the August numbers were 11.7% for Montgomery County's unemployment. Currently, the state is 9.1%, and the country is 8.1%. So we are seeing, but we were as high as 13%, I believe, at one point.
We were even higher than 13. Yeah.
But in the last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the last
13%,
year.
Yeah.
And common sense will tell you, ladies, that we hear a lot about bed and breakfast communities. And Tobin mentioned earlier Decatur, Springfield, St. Louis, metropolitan east area, places to work, but live in Hillsborough, live in Litchfield, any place around Gillespie, Monon, wherever. And there's a lot to be said about this. You certainly can live in Hillsborough or Litchfield cheaper than you can live in Springfield or St. Louis. That's a gimme. And these people say, yeah, well, what about gas and stuff? Well, you know, I still think economics lean towards a bed and breakfast place.
And of course, the job fair is going to be fast approaching, and it seems everything is ready to rock and roll for the job fair. So, and we're running short on time. Erica, anything else going on with the corporation?
We just had our board meeting last night. We are working with a variety of different projects, but one of the things that we continue to do for all of our member communities are we do write grants. We've written some early warning siren grants for Harville, and some other communities are looking at getting backhoe equipment, fire trucks. Mm-hmm. So if you are a member community of ours, have your community contact us, and we will write them one grant a year.
Speaking of grants, are they becoming
few and far between?
Yes, thank you.
Competition is very fierce. I mean, you talk about, and I think everyone's seeing that, not just for municipal grants, for foundation grants, educational grants. Everyone's fighting for money. But, you know, you got to get your name in the hat. You can't win if you don't play. So, we do our best to try to get some grant money, and we can see where the investment comes in. And it's, our member communities usually can double their money, double their investment, what they give us, so that they can get a new backhoe, early warning sirens, any of these rural development projects.
I'm assuming federal grants are probably easier, are the ones out there, state grants?
We get a lot of USDA grants, the ones that we tend to write the most.
Okay. That's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Ladies, it's always a pleasure having you in. Very informative, Uncle Ralph. That 30 minutes just went by quick.
It always does.
In a New York minute, everything can change.
Even a Butler minute.
Butler 30 seconds, everything changes in that.
Yeah. You can be through town in 30 seconds.
Make all phone calls directed to Uncle Ralph.
Yeah.
The newsroom had nothing to do
with
that last comment. All right, once again, as we come to a close, anyone seeking more information on the job fair, give us a number and all the information that they can have.
They can contact me, Suzanne Kropika, at 217-854-3231, extension 4361.
All right. And Uncle Ralph, next week on the Wednesday talk show, Sandy Lighthizer will be in talking elections. Mm-hmm. I think there's an election coming up.
I believe there is.
Unless people really like having their names out in people's yards. I think there's an election coming up.
I've about wore the button out on my phone canceling calls when I look at my caller ID and see who it is. And so long.
I saw people voting yesterday.
That's right. Yeah. Early voting is about ready to, well, I think they're absentee voting right now.
Yeah, they are.
So, but Sandy will be in next week, and I think we're jam-packed for the next couple of weeks. So, it's going to be some fun episodes coming up in the weeks ahead.
You notice when we started taking a shower, more regular people started showing up.
I know. That's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. For Uncle Ralph, I'm Tobin Ott. We'll talk to you next week. So long.